When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's NOOM.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Friday, July 2nd edition, 14 games late on tap for you. Monster Friday slate to head into the holiday weekend. Hope everybody had a good Thursday. Another wild one. Jacob DeGrom just beast mode as usual. Had another weather situation in Washington. Some other fun stuff there. The day slate had some activity as well. We have a fun Friday, though. Let's get to it. You can find me on Twitter at BDentric. Come join us in the fantasy Slack chat. Have some fun there. And come play some prize picks, everybody. Prop picks meets DFS. Tons and tons of fun there. We got guys dropping picks for all kinds of sports in the Slack chat. If you're new to Prize Picks, sign up with promo code Bubba. They're doing a first-time deposit match up to $100, so go check that out. But sign up with promo code Bubba and enjoy Prize Picks. It is an absolute blast. We're playing as a team over there trying to make some money against the competition. So let's do that. And then check out my written content at rotoballer.com. Friday's the premium article at Values Plays. So if you want to be a premium Rotoballer member, get the rest of the baseball season using promo code Bubba, getting 10% off of that. You get season-long and DFS all packaged into one. All right, everybody. 14 games slate on tap for you tonight. Let's check out the totals on this slate. We got the wonderful Brewers Pirates, total of 8, Mets Yankees 9, Cubs Reds 9.5, White Sox Tigers 8.5, Astros Indians 9, Twins Royals 10, Cardinals Rockies 12, Orioles Angels 9.5, Red Sox A's 8.5, Giants D-backs 8, Rangers Mariners 8 as well. Got some rain concerns a little bit in the Bronx and then a good chunk possibly in Toronto. So keep those ones in mind. But let's get at it. Let's talk about the pitching on this slate. You got Mad Max Scherzer leading the way at $10,500 at home against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Max, you never know what you're going to get, but since he's come back from his injury, 5 innings and 6 innings, he's thrown over 100 pitches in each start, 1 run in each start, 7 or more Ks. It's the strikeouts, folks. We talk about it time and time again. Even when DeGrom goes and gives up 3 runs in the first, he gets a million strikeouts, gets you still over 30 points. When he seemed to not have his best stuff, he still did. If Mad Max can get the strikeouts that we're looking for, we're in business yet again. It is the Dodgers, though. So you got that going against you. The last month of the season, the Dodgers are striking out 20.5% of the time versus righties. 239 average, 115 WRC plus. So a very, very good offense. If you want to go to Max in tournaments at 10-5, totally on board for that. So be careful on that one. But it's in play on this weird slate because the pitching is just getting worse and worse these days without the sticky stuff. Guys are walking more guys. They're more hittable. You're seeing guys not strike out as many guys. Like, you know, Burns didn't have a ton of strikeouts on Thursday night. The night of the 2 nights before, Giolito had like 1K. We saw Framber on Thursday night walk a bunch of guys early, then got it together. These guys are trying to figure it out again. So you got to kind of take what you can. And Scherzer at 10-5, very, very much in play. Lance Lynn, $9,700. He's another guy that's kind of slipped up off and on since this sticky stuff. He's only gone 3 innings and 4 innings in his last couple starts. The K's have been there, though, and that's kind of saved his butt. And he gets to pitch at Detroit, which is always a nice thing. Detroit's playing better, don't get me wrong, but they still are striking out over 24% of the time over the last month versus right-handed pitchers. But they are hitting 258 with a 182 ISO on a 111 WRC+. So they're much, much more improved. I like Lance Lynn at $9,700. I get it if you want to get some Detroit value bats, though. 100% on board with that. But I don't mind Lynn as a discount off of Max Scherzer at 97. Other than that, like you could go Lance McCullers if you want. He's just not going super deep into games, but he's also not getting shelled. So you can go that route versus Cleveland if you prefer. Cleveland is striking out only 21% of the time over the last month versus righties. So you could go Max. I'd rather just go up to Lance Lynn in that scenario. And then I'm not on Julio Urias. He's such boomer bust. I'll take boomer bust picks elsewhere. That's just me. So Scherzer and Lynn are my main dogs up top. That's where I'm looking in this one. If you want your super, you know, feast or famine play that he probably won't be very high owned because of his price tag, it's Casey Mize at home against the Chicago White Sox. Casey Mize has been outstanding. He put up 6 innings, 1 earned, 5 Ks against Houston his last time out. He's pitched very well versus the White Sox in his 2 starts against the White Sox this year. It's super boomer bust. Like, he can get shelled and be not even close to worth $9,000. At the same time, no one's going to roster him. It's a White Sox team striking out over 22% of the time versus righties in the last month, hitting .239 with a 103 WRC plus. So Casey Mize is kind of that risky boomer bust GPP play that comes in like zero ownership. Oh, let's say, okay, like 3% ownership. So that's an option for you if you want to go there. Now, saving some cash in this one, I like Frankie Montas, $8,100 against the Boston Red Sox. Boston is only striking out 21% of the time, and they're hitting .270 with a 110 WRC plus and a 180 ISO. So it's risky with Frankie Montas, but I don't mind him back in that ballpark, GPP only with Frankie Montas. The other guys I like, though, there's some like Alec Manoah in a tournament at 79. He's got that same upside as Casey Mize. That's why it's hard to pay 9K for Casey Mize. That's why it's even hard to pay 92 for Julio Urias. Like, we saw him strike out 12 his last time. Start before that, he couldn't even grip a baseball. So who knows what he's doing. You got Alex Manoah coming off the IL. It's supposed to rain a lot in that game. Not the IL. He was suspended. Sorry. He's coming back, and he faces a Tampa Bay team striking out 27% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting .223 with a 165 ISO and a 94 WRC+. Phenomenal matchup for Alec Manoah. We talked about it his last time out that it's either all or nothing. Either he gets a bunch of home runs and he gets shelled, or he keeps the ball in the ballpark and he strikes out a bunch of guys and he's golden. 22 points his last time. Start before that, got shelled by home runs. Start before that, 19 points. Home runs, big game. It's all or nothing, but that's what you're talking about, and it's only $7,900. I'd rather take that all or nothing approach at 79 than at 9,000 or 92. That's the world we're in now. Earlier in the year, pitching was pretty much cut and dry for the most part. Now you got to be like, okay, there's so much risk with a lot of these guys now. I'm just going to save some cash and take my risk there and use that excess cash to go get some big bats. We got Coors Field. We got Great American Small Park. We got all these other games with totals like Kansas City, Minnesota's got a total of 10. Baltimore and Anaheim have a total of 9.5. We got other angles to go to. Spend your money there. Save some cash here. That's where Alec Manoah comes into play. Now they got to play the game. It's going to be wet in Buffalo. So keep that in mind. But Manoah at 79 gives you that upside, especially that strikeout upside, which you're looking for in that matchup. Kyle Gibson at $7,800 is outstanding. 12 of his 15 starts have been quality starts. He's coming off 38-point performance against Kansas City. He struck out 10. Usually not a big strikeout guy. It's usually 5 strikeouts or less in most starts, and that's what limits his overall ceiling. But the dude's got an ERA of 2 and a whip of 101 on the season. He's been great. You got Seattle, who's getting better of late, but still, Seattle striking out 28% of the time over the last month versus right-handed pitching. They're hitting .243, 185 ISO, 109 WRC+. But all those strikeouts for a guy at $7,800, again, kind of makes you wonder, why am I paying up for this risk with like Lance Lynn running it out at Kyle Gibson? And if he runs into 8+ Ks, we're groovy. So again, these top price pitchers are good. They have their top price for a reason. But if I can get Kyle Gibson for 78, I think he's a phenomenal play on this slate. Another really good one right here. Like Sonny Gray's coming off the IL. I'm going to wait and see him start, see how deep he goes. We'll skip that one. But E-Rod at $7,400. I've been pounding this drum. If you're in the Slack chat, you know it. If you've been listening to the show long enough, we've been pounding the E-Rod drum that all of his stats are just checking the box too much. The positive regression's coming. Well, back-to-back 6-inning starts, back-to-back 3 earned, 2 earned, 7 Ks or more. He's got 7 or more Ks in 4 of his last 5 starts. But he's putting up fantasy points, only 28.5 in his last outing. And now he gets the Oakland Athletics, a team striking out 20.5% of the time, .235 average, 129 ISO, 90 WRC plus, and pitcher-friendly Oco Coliseum. I like me some more E-Rod at $7,400. You can go to Brubaker at 7K if you want another cheap option versus Milwaukee, because we know with Milwaukee, the strikeouts will be there, striking out over 24% of the time the last month versus righties and Colton Wong, probably back to the IL. So that's going to stink there. And then my last guy is Logan Gilbert at $6,600. You know, when he got called up, it wasn't pretty, but he's really got it going of late. 5 or more innings. He only went 2 innings his last start because of weather in Chicago. So you kind of crossed that one off. Prior to that, though, 15.2, 28, 23, 15, 3. He threw five to six innings in those 4 starts, 2 run runs or less in 3 of the 4, and 6 or more Ks in 3 straight. He's really starting to figure it out. And I get the Texas Rangers offense that you can definitely exploit 21% K rate, 240 average, 96 WRC plus. Keep Joey Gallo in the ballpark, you're going to be just fine. But he makes for a great punt at 66. So this is why it's kind of tough to pay up on this. Like Max Scherzer, I like it. It's the Dodgers, though. Do you want to go there? Could he dominate? Yes, no doubt. No doubt about it. The K's should be there to help get the fantasy points regardless if he gets a couple runs. So Scherzer at 10-5, fine. Lance Lynn's been sketchy, but I don't mind him at 97. You got Casey Mize, but then why play Casey Mize when you can go Kyle Gibson at 78, Alec Manoah at 79, Erod at 74, Logan Gilbert at 66. All those guys have flashed 20 to 25 point upside. All of them have at least 15 point floors for the most part. Anything can happen. They can get blown up. But those four guys, if they all get you 15 plus points, you're sitting pretty for all that money you saved on bats. So I'm not saying don't pay up for pitching, but I think if I'm making 20 max, I'll have some pay up spots, but I'll be a lot heavier on those value pitchers we just talked about because I want some bats on this slate. So let's talk about the bats. Catcher's position, you know, you got Salvi versus J.A. Happ. Kansas City versus Happ is going to be a very, very strong play on this one. Some cheaper options, though. You can go back to Buster Posey if you so choose, but Yadi Molina and Coors at 45 can jump on that train for sure. Max Stassi at 43 versus the lefty Aiken is a really good spot. Again, 9.5 total in Anaheim tonight. Some cheaper options for you, though. I don't mind Elias Diaz, who had the walk-off homer for Colorado. He's $3,800 against Oviedo. Cheaper options, though. You got Yan Gomes versus Urias if you want to get really crazy at 34. Reese McGuire at 31 versus Patino. Patino making his return to the roster for the Rays. So that's interesting. But Jorge Alfaro at 28 versus Smiley. Like that one quite a bit. You'll probably get Jason Castro again at 28 versus Henches as long as Maldonado's on the bereavement list. So those are two cheaper options for you. And right now, that's about as cheap as I'm going. Maybe Jonah Heim at 23 versus Gilbert if you want to fade Gilbert. That's a nice punt with Jonah Heim at 23, but nothing else really checking the box. Keep an eye on Alejandro Kirk. He could be back pretty soon for Toronto. First base position, Otani's always in play at 59. We've got no problem going to some Shohei in our lives, but Freddie Freeman at 57 is great. Pablo Lopez is a good pitcher, but he can get beat up by lefties, especially on the road. So Freeman at 57 is worth a look. Jonathan Scope's an intriguing tournament play at 54 because no one wants to pay that price for him. So he's a guy to keep in mind. Yuli Gurriel having a great year, and we love him versus lefties. He's $5,100. Houston will be very popular yet again, but Gurriel at 51 checks some definite boxes for us. Goldie went deep on Thursday. Even better matchup versus Chichi Gonzalez tonight. He only got up $300 more. He's $4,800. That's a great play on this slate. Phenomenal play at $4,800. A few more to like. I love the Reds in Great American Small Park tonight, and Joey Votto hitting in the middle of that order against Alec Mills at 42. Great value, great upside play in that one. A few others. Trey Mancini's not bad, but Ryan Mountcastle at 4K. Mountcastle had a hell of a June. If you listen to the recent Bench with Bubba of Kevin Hastings, episode 383, Mountcastle is one of the big June performers we talked about, kind of what our thoughts were going forward with him. But monster June, keep riding that hot streak. He's $4,000. Lamont Wade Jr. is only 37, like him leading off. Jesus Aguilar is 36 for Smiley. He's a solid look for you. Ryan O'Hearn's 34 if you're stacking up Kansas City. He's in play. Christian Walker at 32 against Alex Wood. Not my favorite play, but an interesting value. I love Garrett Cooper at 32. I think Miami's a fun stack again tonight, a nice value stack. Cooper's first base outfield eligible since he got called back up. He's absolutely raking right now. So look at Garrett Cooper at 32 versus Drew Smiley. Phil Gosselin, first base outfield eligible for the Angels. He's 31 versus Aiken. Aiken's been very bad. Gosselin has put up 20 or more points in two of his last three starts for the Anaheim Angels. So Phil Gosselin at 31 could be a nice value, first base outfield eligible. Miggy Cabrera is swinging a hot bat. He's 2,900. So you definitely have some value when it comes to the first base position. You got either Miggy, who's an uber tournament type play, but Gosselin, Walker, Cooper, O'Hearn, definite values down here. Even Keston here is 3,500 versus JT Brubaker if you want to get frisky with the Milwaukee Brewers. Second base position, you got Jose Altuve hit a grand slam on Thursday, $5,800. The Astros are a phenomenal stack for Sanchez. So Altuve is obviously in play. Ozzie Albies at 57. Very nice look as well. Love Whit Merrifield versus J.A. Happ. Right-handed bat there versus Happ at 55. So you can go that direction. Simeon's always in play, especially when you're stacking up Toronto. But Brendan Rodgers went deep on Thursday. He's $4,800 versus Oviedo. He got a little bit of a price bump, unfortunately. Todd Edmonds, 46. But in reality, if you are saving a few dollars, Jonathan India at 44. India's hitting everything right now. had a monster game on Thursday night. He scored the winning run in the walk-off fashion for the Reds. So Indy at 44 is very, very strong. Adam Frazier, the NL starting second baseman and leading vote getter in the All-Star game, he's $4,200 for his Hauser. So that's a nice value as well. So you get those two. Garrett Hampson's 4K. He let off on Friday night for Colorado. So if he's hitting towards the top of that order again, that's a good value. But, you know, Frazier, India, two really good price points for you there. If you're going cheaper, though, Jazz Chisholm's only 36. That's a phenomenal price tag if you're stacking up Miami. Nice little values here at second base. Josh Rojas versus Wood. Tony Kempson play as well. So a lot to like there, actually, when it comes to savings at the second base position. Like that quite a bit. Not too much more. I'm not going Guillerme. Dylan Moore's down there, but I like Gibson quite a bit, so I'm not going that direction. So that like $3,500 to $4,500 range, really good looks there for the second base position. Third base, you got Arenado, $5,800 in Coors. He's definitely in play. Matt Chapman versus Erod at 55 is interesting. Josh Donaldson's hitting everything right now, so he's $5,400. Ride that train while you can. That's a good one. J-Ram at 52 is interesting, but that Donaldson play stands out quite a bit. You got McMahon in Coors at 5K. That checks the boxes for you against Oviedo. Just two really bad pitchers in Colorado tonight. Oviedo, I guess he's not bad, but too much contact. Pitches to a ton of contact, yet you don't want to do in Colorado. And then he just got Chichi Gonzalez. So it should be chalky and for good reason. Wilmer Flores went deep again on Thursday. He's 45. He's very sneaky because he hits righties and lefties. So people don't like to play him versus righties. Well, he'd break it to you. He can hit him. Kevin Biggio is only 4,200 if you want to go there. But Eugenio Suarez at 4K. If you're stacking Cincinnati, that doesn't stink if you want to go there. And then value-wise, like John Birdie is actually swinging it really well. He's $3,300. He'd be an uber value, and I'd prefer him only a part of a stack. Abraham Toro's 3K, again, a part of a Houston stack. He hits second on Thursday, though, so that ups his value quite a bit. I doubt he hits there again on Friday, but you never know. That'd be a nice little value option for you as well. And then the other one I'm going to mention is Alejo Lopez of the Cincinnati Reds. He's $2,000. He had four or five hits on Thursday night, hit fifth for the Reds, had a huge game. So if you're stacking up Cincinnati and you want a discount, Alejo Lopez at 2K at the third base position is a value for you, folks. And if you're a Rotoballer premium member, Alejo Lopez will be in the values article at rotoballer.com on Friday. There's a sneak peek for you non-subscribers. If you want the rest of them, well, use promo code Bub and get a 10% discount for the rest of the baseball season. Shortstop position, you got Trevor Story at $5,800. Bo Bichette, always a good option. But you can go below 5K if you want. We mentioned Brendan Rodgers. Willy Adames is always a tournament play right now, the way he's swinging the bat. Brandon Crawford, like him a lot at 44 again versus Gallen. I like the Giants a bit as well, so you can jump on that train because they're not letting Gallen go deep into games, which means you get a lot of Arizona bullpen, which you can exploit in a very, very big way. So that brings the Giants back into the form. J.P. Crawford's only 33 if you are fading Gibson. Miguel Rojas is 32 against Smiley. So some nice shortstop value for you there because lately we haven't got a ton of shortstop value. It's pretty much been all about the pay-up spot at shortstop. And the other guy I'll mention is Ramon Urias of the Baltimore Orioles, hitting .393 over his last 10 games. 0.27, 7.923. Those are his DK points over the last five games. Really swinging it well for Ramon Urias. So if you want to go with him as a value, especially if you're playing some Baltimore Orioles, he's another guy to take a peek at. Heading to the outfield on this wonderful, wonderful 14-game slate. Lots of guys will be in play. Acuna pinch ran late in the game, so he should be playing. But, you know, Otani's there. Juan Soto is always interesting. Schwarber's always interesting. But most times I just like to save money. Like, you could go Jordan Alvarez. He went deep. But, like, my first pay-up guy I really, really like because I love the Reds tonight. I love Jesse Winker, always at home versus a right-handed pitcher. He stands out even more on those type of situations. Just got his nod to be a starting outfielder for the National League in the All-Star game. So Jesse Winker at 51, I like quite a bit. Yastrzemski went deep on Thursday. He's in play at 5K. I'd rather have Winker, but both are worth it. Casty's 49 if you're stacking up them Reds. Go that direction. Our boy Brian Reynolds, I think they've officially moved his price up, folks. It was a fun run. It was a great run while we had it. It really was. But Brian Reynolds at 47, still in play versus Adrian Hauser. I'd just rather find like $400 to play Winker. That's where I'm at on that. Going cheaper, though. You know, the Jays are always in play. I'm not going to name all of them off, but Tapia at 44 leading off for Colorado. I like that value. Starling Marte at 43 versus Smiley is a great price tag. Cedric Mullins, again, if you're going Baltimore, Mullins only $4,300 versus Griffin Canning is a very, very nice play for you. Tyler O'Neill and Coors at 41. Michael Brantley went deep on Thursday. He's 41, so he stays cheap for the Astros. Below 4K, now you got Dylan Carlson and Coors. You got Kepler and Kirilloff both at 39 against Singer, which is great. And then Joseph Gallo went deep again on Thursday. That's like 6 home runs in his last 5 games, or 7 in his last 6 or something like that. Murdering baseballs. He's $3,900 versus Logan Gilbert. It's a combination of, if you don't trust Gilbert, you like Gallo at his price. If you just think Gilbert makes a slip up, which he could do, you'll love Gallo at his price. And if you think we get a lot of bullpen, you'll love Gallo at his price. So that's just the way that one's going to go. So Gallo at 39 is a very nice play. Kyle Tucker at 38, if you're stacking up Houston, that's a great price tag. Lamont Wade, talked about him at 37. Verdugo's not bad if you need to go that direction. But Dickerson at 36, again, if you're stacking the Giants up, you could turn his direction. Harrison Bader's back from the IL. He's only 35 in Coors. That does bring some value to it. Dom Smith double-donged on Thursday against Jomo, the lefty, so we'll have to see how that goes, but it is nice value. Jorge Soler, if you're stacking Kansas City, I don't like him as a one-off, but part of a KC stack at 34. He's been hitting like second lately, so that ups his value a little bit for us. Yeah, Jonathan Daza at 33 in Coors, always a nice value. Garrett Cooper mentioned $3,200. Love that price tag for Coop. Steven Duggar, only $3,200, is a great play. Like, I could use him as a one-off and be cool with that. Akil Badu's 32, so those are some nice cheaper outfield options for you. Trevor Larnach's only 31, hit in the middle of that Minnesota lineup, so we like that quite a bit. Santander and Hayes are 31. Mentioned Gosselin earlier at 31, so some nice cheapies in that Baltimore-LA Angels game at 3,100. Going down even farther, you could go Hunter Dozier at 3K. He's been a massive disappointment. Going against J.A. Happ could be the recipe for success in that one, so I could definitely see that being interesting. Guillermo Heredia is only 28 versus Jorge Lopez. He's been swinging a very, very hot bat of late. Harold Ramirez is only 27 versus McCullers. If you're not a believer in McCullers, that's a great price tag on the number 5 hitter. Gavin Sheets, we've been talking about him. I love his price tag at 25 versus Casey Mize. Like, if you're not using Casey Mize and you just want to value, even without stacking the White Sox, Gavin Sheets at 25 is a great play. He's got 7, 19, and 14 points in his 3 starts. He's hit safely in every game, a double, a homer, and a double. Playing very, very well. The dude can hit. We talked about it. I wrote about it. Like, he's been really good hitting the baseball in the minors. Great price point at $2,500. A couple cheaper options. You know, Celestino's been playing a ton for Minnesota. He's 2,400. He could be a potential option for you. Jesus Sanchez in Miami is only 23. He's a guy I've been using a ton of as well. So there'll be plenty more. Just check the lineups and see what pops out to you in those ones. All right. Recapping your pitching real quick. You could pay up for Scherzer if you want. He's a really good play. You got Lance Lynn, sure. But we talked about earlier, with as crazy as pitching is, the risk-reward factors. I like going the idea of Alex Manoah at 79, Gibson at 78, Erod at 74, Brubaker at 7, Gilbert at 66. You got 5 cheap guys, $7,900 to $6,600. Get all the bats you want. If you're making 20 max, have a few of the expensive guys, but they're not all in. You don't have to use them all, is my point. So go ahead and roll the dice. These pitchers could all blow up, but they also have 15-plus point upside, and you can get even more bats on this slate. Looking at stacks here, I don't mind Milwaukee versus Pittsburgh or Pittsburgh versus Milwaukee. Probably not running to play that, though, with all the other options on this slate. Cincinnati is one of my favorite stacks at home against Chicago. Houston is a phenomenal stack on this one. If you want to go Miami versus Atlanta, I like that quite a bit. Coors Field's in play. I prefer St. Louis in a big way over Colorado in that one. Minnesota and KC are both very, very much in play. Give me the KC side to be a little different, but both very live. I like Baltimore versus the Angels in this one. Kind of like the Giants a little still, but you know, Baltimore, in that Minnesota-KC game, Coors Field, Miami, Houston, and Cincinnati. Cincinnati being my favorite stack on this slate. But again, 14 games, tons and tons of ways to go on this slate. All right, that wraps up. Again, follow me on Twitter at BDIntric. If you have questions, hit us in the Fantasy Degen Slack chat. Go check out Prize Picks. If it's your first time signing up, sign up with promo code Bubba. They're doing a first-time deposit match up to $100. So go check that out at Prize Picks. Just download the app and come join the fun. We talk about picks in the Slack chat all the time. The Bench with Bubba podcast, doing your fantasy baseball twice a week. We had Draft Cheat on Tuesday. We had Kevin Hasting on Thursday, episode 382 and 383. So go check those out. Tons of great stuff. Written content at rotoballer.com. Rate and review the podcast on iTunes. Have a fun and safe 4th of July weekend. Hope to have you guys back with me on Monday for another fun-filled slate. But for now, enjoy the weekend. Happy holidays. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 2nd edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.